Shaltim Yutes Pasuk Tesvav. The Levi, his Pilegesh, his Na'ar, and his two Chamorim have traveled far. They want to get back home to their home on the side of Har Ephraim, but they couldn't make it by nightfall. So they ended up, purposely, in the Jewish town of Giva, which was of Shevet Binyamin, feeling that they will do much better there than in a non-Jewish city where they would be in terrible danger. So they come to Giva, and by Asuru Sham, they turned aside, they took the exit off the interstate to get into Giva, Lavo Lalun Bagiva, to come and stay overnight in Giva. And as the Mamlo is brought down, according to some people, it's Friday night. Of all the times to get invited over for some chicken and some soup and some chalent, Friday night would be the time that the shuls are all open and welcoming Orchim to come on in. Vayovo, Vayeshev Berachov Ha'ir. But there was not a single invitation for them to come to anybody's home, for them to be taken in as weary, dusty travelers. Instead, they literally sat down in the street, in the town square. And this is an incredible humiliation and a problem. And more than that, this is also a reason why it's quoted here. As the pasuk ends, Ve'ein ishme asefo sam habaisa lolun. Not a single person, not a single man from Giva, gathered them into his home to stay overnight. Sleeping in the street, dangerous in today's world. Alachas kama v'kama, before they invented streetlights. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about this, and it remarks that this is why this story appears in the Nach right next to the story of Pesel Micha. It says in Gemara Sanhedrin, Kuf Gim Lamed Beis, Mipnei ma lo manu es Micha. There's a list in that parak, the last parak in Sanhedrin, of all the Jews who did not merit entering any chelek of Olam Haba. And it's a handful, which is a tremendous statement about our quality as a nation. Why isn't Micha included, says the Gemara, in all of these people who were not kicked out, excluded from Olam Haba? Mipnei shepito pito mitsuya lo'ovrei drachim. Because he always made bread available to travelers. Hachnosas Orchim was his big mido. We mentioned this several times in Pesel Micha. He's doing Avodah Zarah, but as long as he does Hachnosas Orchim, God looks upon him with favor. Says the Gemara further, Bikshu Malachi Hashares Ladocho. So the Malachi Hashares wanted to push him out of Olam Haba when it came his time to come there. Amar Lohen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hanichu Lo. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, leave him be. Shepito Mitsuya Lo'ovrei Drachim. Because his bread was available for any passersby. The worst day of Avodah Zarah on Har Ephraim was still tremendous Machnisei Orchim. And yet in Binyamin, where perhaps they were not doing the Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, Va'al Dvar Zeh Nenshu Anshei Pilegesh V'Givo. And it's exactly this matter that resulted in a terrible punishment for the men who perpetrated the Pilegesh Begiva story, which is where we are now. The lack of hospitality, the lack of Hachnasas Orchim, such a huge contrast to Micha, who had so many personal deficiencies and was such a weak man, but who cared about his fellow individual. There is much discussion in the Chazal about Bein Adon L'Chavero being treated equally in the Aseres HaDibros to Bein Adon L'Makom. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we learn in later in Malachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more chas on other people's covet than he is on his own. Pesel Micha was an affront against God's covet. This is an affront against other human beings, and it's going to end tragically. Who is going to take them in? Tes Zayin, V'hinei Ish Zokein Bo Min Ma'asehu Min Hasada Bo Erev. And behold, there was one old man coming back from his work, from his deeds, out in the field as night fell. One old man who's going to take them in. And some of the commentators point out that this shows that this is an older generation. The young generation was completely fractured. Not only that, the lack of caring for another traveler to be brought in is another sign of the lack of achdus among all of Klal Yisrael. He's not a local. He's not from our town. Why should we take him in? As opposed to this old man from the older generation. And not only that, Ve'ishmei Har Ephraim. He comes from Har Ephraim, the same place Micha comes from. And that is a district, that is a locale of Hachnosas Orchim. And so he feels this same motivation to be Machnas Orchim that the rest of his townsfolk in his new settlement do not feel. Bugar Bagiva. He lived in Giba. Doesn't say he was a Gibeonite. It says he lived there, implying that he brought his morals and his ethics and his feeling of responsibility to fellow Jews with him. He lived in Giba, but he wasn't of them. V'anshei ha-makom b'nei Yemini. But the men of that place were sons of Shevet Binyamin. Now, b'nei Yemini, this is what David says, literally means me b'nei Binyamin. But the other Mefarshim tell us, Binyamin doesn't deserve the blame. Binyamin did care about his fellow Jews. Binyamin cared so much about Yosef, it says in the Medrash that he named all 10 of his sons after some aspect of his older brother Yosef, who had disappeared when he was a very, very young boy. So it doesn't say Meshevet Binyamin, it says Mibnei Yemini, as a way, like by Moshe's name, being alluded to but not openly by Pesal Micha and Yonasan the Kohen. We don't want to pin the blame on the forefathers who don't deserve the blame. Nevertheless, I think anyway, I don't see this shot anywhere, but I think the constant reinforcement in the Psukim that they're from Binyamin, is a sign of this responsibility that the Shevet had. Somebody needed to correct these people of Giva before something terrible happened, but nobody did, and something terrible is going to ensue. And it's Binyamin that bears the responsibility and will ultimately bear a very large share of the tragedy that ensues.